Welcome to the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org. Enjoy the podcast.
Who is your hero? Well, the writer of Proverbs 31, King Lemuel, may have been telling us it was his mother. This incredible close to one of the most profound books that is ever written, certainly in the life of the Bible, the inspired scripture, highlights the connection of being a woman shaped by the wisdom of God, having the energy to live the life of God's presence in a troubled world. And she is the crescendo for all of Proverbs. She is that person. She's the kind of person who makes us feel exhausted after we read these verses. And yet, she's not a person who thought, oh, I need to be doing this, and I need to be doing that, and I need to be doing this, and there's always more than I can do, that I can ever get to. There's something about her that we're briefly going to look at that enabled her to stay centered in the midst of all that life was asking of her. She's someone that can make us feel inferior because she was so great. And yet God doesn't want you to be anyone other than who you are, the best of who you are, which is then the best of God, working its way out in your life, being you. So that this woman was probably surprised that someone wrote this poem about her. She had been living life through this wisdom of God, just doing life, enjoying most of it along the way, and enduring those stretches in life that just aren't enjoyable. And she found her way, and we celebrate her millennia later as that Proverbs 31 woman. Now, my mother was there when I breathed my first breath. Grateful to God. I was there when she breathed her last breath on earth. She's one of those heroes in my life, so much so that I find myself, without even thinking about it, singing about her or to her, I'm never quite sure which, every morning. Vicki listens as I do this, and Olivia, our granddaughter, right up there, started singing that song about a week or so ago because she was having some sleepovers with us, and I didn't know she was listening in the early morning singing. And I just came back from a hiking trip recently with a good friend, and we're making a huffing and puffing up a big trail, and I start singing, and he said, "Now what was that you just said?" I realized I was singing a song about my mother. Well, there, I confessed it all to you right now. I have some good news for guys, I trust you've done this well. I give you permission, if you need to pull out your mobile device this morning and text a message to your mother, okay, then put your mobile device away. And tell, happy Mother's Day, and then more's coming later today, and then you call her or go see her, a way of communicating life to her. For many of us, on Mother's Day, we kind of go, boy, got the flowers, planned the meal, had the gift. Feels so good, it's a lot of pressure to do this right. Only to realize that's what a mother feels every day. Every day. Just getting it right for the people she loves and cares for and is committed to bring about the very best. Now, my pastoral prayer, I covered some of the bases of knowing today has a mixture of feelings and many layers of things that went sideways along the way. And all that's real, but in the midst of healing those hurts, we aren't afraid to step into the goodness of what this whole calling is about. It's about God. God at work in our life so that each and every one of us will live up to the opportunity through the challenge of the responsibility to be all of who we can be in light of Him being at work inside of us. We can't do it on our own, but in Him, we can do exactly it. And so even at times, the prophet Isaiah or Jesus would make reference to that maternal side of God, kind of gathering the hen, gathering her chicks unto her, that power. So in the 21 verses that make up Proverbs 31, I have 11 minutes to cover all 21 verses, so we're going to cut it down to 7 outcomes and do it really quickly. So you ready? All right, here we go. We understand that one of the outcomes is that she is a noble person. A nobility that is that inner value of virtue and character, of spirituality that's described. Not noble blood, though she may have been the mother of King Lemuel. It's not about a noble blood, but the noble character. And every one of us can have a noble character. Every one of us. Soon there's to be a wedding in England about new royalty and a marriage that's there and the lineage of certain royal blood and non-royal blood, kind of getting married into that and how all that comes together. But see, in God's eyes, the royal blood is in Jesus Christ and that he has given us all royal blood. The blood that's in your veins, that's royal blood. It's a gift of God of life for you. And there's a noble character, and that's what you're responsible, and I'm responsible to be the people who we become. And she showed us how. Who can find then this virtuous wife? Well, she's right here. Part of the gift that the rest of us need to do and have to do is what mothers do, and they recognize, they pay attention to our life. I once was talking to a crusty old district attorney. He is the kind of guy that nobody would like to talk to when he was on their case. He called his mother one day and he said, when did I have measles? And she says, how do I know? That was a long time ago. And it kind of blew his old image that his mother hadn't kept up about when he had had measles when he was a little boy, you know. But they pay attention to our life and they challenge us in nobility to pay attention to others. Second outcome, that the wisdom, now see, this is what's really occurring in Proverbs. The wisdom at work in people's lives. Here, the wisdom at work within this woman's life, becoming an inspiration for us, can help us be at our best. And so the call then of a mother, the call of the wisdom of God being at work is helping people be at their best. I mean, the best time of mothers is they don't push the buttons that will, you know, send their children off in a wrong direction or push the buttons of other family members to control them. But to think, now, how can we turn this in a win? How can I partner up and come alongside this life with a prayer, with a plan, with a purpose, and help this to win? And then the nobility of the mother at work and helping people live at their best helps with an open eyes for everyone, including the poor, of understanding that we're all in this together. And so the modeling and the exampling in the life of the family is with that of the poor. Dean Zarbinski allows me to tell this story. When he first told it to me, it just touched my heart, and it lives there now. Dean, of course, partners with Jacob as our music associate, seated right next to a beautiful mother and wife of Dean's. But when he was a boy in the fifth grade, he started playing the trumpet. His mother knew that he wanted to play trumpet and realized that her fifth grade son was gifted. She didn't have much money. She was raising several children as a single mom. Blessings, extra blessings, all the single moms here. As a single mom, she wanted to have the best for her son with what she had. And so she made an arrangement with a music store that was also owned by a distant family member. Kind of unknown to Dean is that she was paying monthly on that, just a couple of dollars a month for a couple of years to pay for that trumpet. A couple of months ago, Dean went back into that particular trumpet case and saw a receipt of one of the payments that his mother had made and just felt again the love of his mom helping him to be at his best. Those sacrifices that are really investments, they're capital investments, they're human capital investments into the lives of people. Third outcome is being clothed in the character. Now that's who we can all become. Our responsibility is to have character of being the people who we are so that when they see us, oh, they may look at our clothes, and the Proverbs 31 woman knows there's a certain level of charm and elegance, but it's really about who you are. Turning Mark Twain's comment on its head, it's the clothes who makes the man, but for the woman, it truly is the character. In today's society, there's a lot of pressure for women to be thin and always looking beautiful, no wrinkles as time goes by, the passing of time. But part of the gift is seeing the beauty in the changing body image of the mothers in our life, of the women in our life. To see it as God sees it, as the character, the life of the person. What kind of character are you? That's how you say thank you to your mother, is by who you are. It's how you say thank you to your mother is by how you pass it on. Fourth outcome is that she speaks wisely. She's learned how to speak wisely. We can begin to think that this Proverbs 31 woman has just kind of, boom, came out of the womb, ready to be a mother. As soon as she had her own child, she did it perfectly. Ain't the case. She had to learn like all of us had to learn. But because she loved and the wisdom of God was the ways of God by which she found her way in the world, she learned from every mistake. She invested it by the grace of God. She applied it with a prayer for the future application. And when that next time came, she was ready with lesson learned for lesson applied. She learned how to speak it. I mean, all of us, particularly parents, have had to say, oop, mark that one down. I'm not going to do that way again. And at times, you as children have had to remind your parents, I think you may want to go about that a different time with me next time. We have this conversation, and she models how, this Proverbs 31 woman. So in verses 26 and 27, it says that she opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness, because she is kind character. She watches over the ways of the household. She pays attention to what's happening under the roof. And she'll talk it through and think it through. And what she does has purpose in her life. Well, the next outcome then moves on to the description that she treats her children with respect. Now, the Apostle Paul tells particularly fathers, but also mothers, don't go around trying to figure out how to make your children angry. Figure out how to give them respect and know that you love them and they have a place to be in the family. And it doesn't mean you don't hold them accountable. Absolutely, it does. It's the hard work of being a mother, giving the kind of accountability that helps people to learn maybe what they're not aware of, but they need to be aware of it before they get out in the marketplace, or if they're in the marketplace, they have to learn lessons in a different way, that a mother is there keeping that direction going forward. Correction with instruction that becomes the inspiration for life. Then she knows that charm and beauty, again, have their place, but it's not what it's all about. And it's important to say this words of truth. That's not words of truth. You look beautiful, mother. You look beautiful. Just say it. She may not think that about herself. She may not see herself that way. But when you see it that way, genuinely with your eyes of love, that's a truth that she will hear. Now, beauty comes in all kinds of forms and fashions, doesn't it? It's not one particular dress size. It's not one particular facial design that reflects in the mirror. But the beauty of her character and life, now that's not skin deep. That's character deep. That's the wisdom of God deep. And a mother needs encouragement. I remember my mother had to say to me one time, I was wanting this and wanting that when I was a little boy, and she walked by my open bathroom window to hang clothes on the line. We're talking way back when you did that. And I was upset with her, and I said a couple of choice words about her. You know, I never said those words again about someone else. That soap did not taste good. Did not taste good. Matter of fact, to be honest with you, occasionally, there's still a curse word that slips off my tongue. I confess to you. I never say it out loud. Well, to myself. I never say it about anyone else. I say it about myself. That instruction of my mom saying, don't you ever talk about anyone else that way. Those are lessons that stick with you. It's an outcome that we treasure. Well, this Proverbs 31 woman is like this wisdom. She'd be honored at the city gates, which is major in the life of the ancient city when Proverbs was written. It was the men who sat at the city gates. And here is the Proverbs, the book closes we have the Proverbs 31 woman sitting in the place where men normally sit because this is a vision of how God wants it to be. The equality, not displacing someone else, but everyone being seen of equal importance and opportunity in the world. And it's taken a long time for the world to catch up on a vision that was cast within the life of the scriptures and closes the book of Proverbs. Not trying to be more than who you are, but being free to be who you are in life's marketplace and in your calling of life, and that we guarantee that, right? I mean, women know that they stand on the shoulders of women who've gone before them that have gained certain rights for them. But this is really about, this is absolutely a non-political statement. This is a biblical statement. We treat everyone equally because that's God's way. And the wisdom of God shows us how we treat everyone equally. And there's this Proverbs 31 woman at the city gates with the elders of the community because they respect her. Give her the fruit of her hands. Let her own works praise her in the gates. Well, many of you are like me, and your mother has passed on from this world. When we were gathered as her graveside there at the cemetery in Bernie, his family and his friends, it was that Proverbs quote that the children will rise up and call her blessed. Blessed. And the best of those who've gone before us live with us now. And if there's something that happened to you that should have not happened in your home, let it stop with you. And if it hasn't already stopped with you, let it stop today, right now. And to say, I won't let that go forward. That's our calling. The calling of that Proverbs 31 woman. Let's pray. We're grateful that you give us the outcome of the Spirit at work within our life, that you work, that weave that wisdom into our life as we be teachable students. Thank you, Lord, through Christ. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed your segment of the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org.